We live in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever wanted for, a lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest store. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. Cause yeah,
good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cash Flow. I'm John Stadtmiller.
And this is James Martinez. Good James, afternoon, everybody.
How you doing?
Good, good, good. How are you?
I'm okay. By the way, that wasn't my filling that fell out yesterday. It was part of a tooth.
Ouch.
I thought this was going to be easy. No problem. At any rate, you did the show yesterday, and I'm most appreciative of that.
No problem.
There is a lot of things going on, is there not?
Yeah, there's a lot of things. I got a lot of feedback yesterday from people, from emails, telephone calls, and the whole issue goes further than ever I've even imagined, especially when I'm getting emails from people in London, which is interesting to me, that aren't really set up in dealing with the issues as Americans are, but they seem to be aware of it in a different way over there than they are here. It's
well,
real interesting.
We're a common people separated by a common language. They have a little bit different way of doing things over there. Culturally, they're not too far from us, but we're about 10 years behind them in other instances, and I don't want to go down that rabbit hole today. But when we get back from the break, I want to play the and I should say everybody's listening to this program today. They should be with us 3 hours from now because you're going to join me on the National Intel Report with Mr. Danny Schlechter, which I interviewed on another subject, but he came out with a film called In Debt We Trust, America Before the Bubble Burst. And I am really surprised even CNNMoney.com had some kind words to say about Mr. Schlechter and his endeavor. They said that it takes a hard look at debt casualties. Well,
yeah,
I can say, yeah, debt casualties, of which we're all victim of, but that doesn't exactly go to the heart of where the problem lies. Now, oh, by the way, I wanted to tell you the website that I told you about that we could secure, I did. And we've already registered the names, the .coms, orgs, nets, CAs, US, and everything else. So
good.
Nobody's going to be able to touch that name. It's Financial Straits. And, folks, the reason why we're telling you this is because this program is going to go into syndication nationwide. We're already talking about, I don't know if we're talking about book deals, but we've already discussed movie deals. This is going to be, it's going to be big. I'm excited, James, because I know this is your passion, and you came at this from a different angle of what I did, which demonstrates one thing to me. As long as you're living on this planet, we're all being affected by the very same things.
Right. And also, I want to let everybody that's listening that's maybe new or have been listening that this is for you guys. This is all about you and what you're having to deal with. Because, I mean, I've reviewed Danny's movie today, and I just looked at the students on there that their lives are based around how many jobs they can have and go to school and pay for their loan and pay for their credit card debt. And I'm like, whatever happened to their dreams of, you know, pursuing their passions? No, they're not there. Most of their focus is on paying these credit card debts and school loans at the same time.
At this very same time.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It is. We'll take the break. I'll come back with the Schlechter clip, and we'll move on in Cash Flow. We'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Started making this film about other people's problems, and I realized it's about me too. In fact, I realized it's about everybody I tell about the movie, because everybody has a story to tell you. Everybody is in a similar problem, predicament, or they could be very soon if they don't do something about it right away. So what I realized is that this is an issue that cuts across racial lines. It cuts across class lines. It cuts across political lines. Republicans are hurting as well as Democrats and are speaking out about it. And that's why I like this as an issue. It could actually bring us together as opposed to divide us even further in this country. It's not about the blame game necessarily. You know, this politician is responsible or that one is. It's an indictment of a whole system here that's not working for a lot of people. The people are actually on the losing end of the stick. They're struggling to make ends meet. Even middle class people who live in beautiful homes have the same sort of problem. And it's something that we need to think about and do something about as a society. Well, usually what happens is when you stop an interview with somebody, then they start really telling you what really went on in their lives. They really open up, and they recognize also a lot of people are hesitant to talk about it because they feel personally responsible. They've made mistakes. They were stupid. They didn't understand how the system works. They were naive and the like. And so it's hard to be critical of the big banks when you feel you should have known better. And this is part of the problem here, is getting people to face up to the fact that, you know, they have to learn something about how to manage their finances too, and at the same time have to demand more honesty, more accountability, more transparency on the part of the big institutions who are very happy to take your money. The lesson here is for all of us, we can't just be passive in the face of all this. We've got to do something about it. Hopefully, In Debt We Trust will encourage people to do something, to get involved. We have a website, by the way, indebtwetrust.com. Check it out. See the resources we have made available and get involved in this effort, because this is not just, you know, somebody else's problem. It's your problem, too.
Boy, is that a mouthful or what?
All right there. That, the best part of that movie is the part that he just said, that this is everybody's issue.
Yeah.
And the good part about this is it will bring people together from that normally wouldn't come together. This will do it.
Well, I'll tell folks, lately I've been thinking a lot about Aaron Russo. And I'm dedicating whatever we do here in the future to wake other people up. His movie, Freedom to Fascism, which had limited run in the theaters out there, that took a lot of guts for Aaron Russo to do. I mean, Aaron's been involved a little bit politically before. I mean, he was a good movie maker. I mean, he had some blockbusters out there. I mean, the guy was successful, and he was one of these people, even before he knew that he had a problem, a disease, cancer, which eventually took his life. He put up a great battle. Even before he even knew he had cancer, he set his sights on what he fundamentally saw as the core problems of this country. And he dedicated his life to it. So in memory of Aaron Russo, what I'm going to do is dedicate whatever I do in the future. This is a dedication to Aaron Russo.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it's great stuff.
I was lucky enough. I talked to him a week before he passed, and I knew he was ill, but I didn't know the severity of it, and I didn't want to get into it over the phone with him. But I did have some encouraging words with him and thanked him for essentially opening up the doors for discussion. And he said, you know, continue on, plug that thing, do what you need to do, and let people know about what they're facing.
Yeah.
Especially with the credit cards, especially with the IRS issue, especially with our freedoms, especially with the Constitution, especially. We can go on and on and on. Yeah.
And you're right. I mean, he was the one Hollywood guy that really, I mean, features had been done before, but they never gained any ground because, as Schlechter said during that clip, you know, here we got some commonality here. You know, I don't care if you're a Democrat and you believe a certain way. Or I don't care if you're a Republican and you believe a certain way. We have fundamental problems here that everybody can understand and everybody can get on board, and it will bring us closer as a nation. It will definitely do that.
Yeah, it's going to have to. His movie, when that came out, and just how many people that I put that in different areas. I gave it to a copy of it to Rosalind Sanchez, the actress. I believe she's on Law and Order. I gave a copy to her. It went to the highest people in the American Indians in Cherokee Nation in Tulsa. And the reaction that I got was startling. A lot of people just don't know. And for a guy like that, a director like that, to come out and finish his life with this piece, with everything he's done before, and then one of the most toughest, hardest businesses in the world, for him to do that, it means a lot for him, but for everybody else. And it should say that it's a definite urgent messages out there having to do with the current circumstances that we're facing.
Well, and circumstances beyond our control. Well, we've been controlled for a long time, and it's now time for people to understand exactly what circumstance has been set up for them, because it's a no-win scenario, and people have to understand that. And you know, I can see a day here. I'm not pumping sunshine here, James. I can actually see a day where, I mean, the timing is right on doing programming. We're going to syndicate this program. There is no doubt about that. We're putting the website together. We went out and got the domain names, domain names. Sure, let's say that three times fast. domain names, we got those. So we're going to be constructing a website. And we're already talking to ABC Star Guide about picking up that satellite for syndication. So this is something that, bar none, and what's really going to be neat about this is, yeah, it does slap the financial institution right smack dead in the face, as they've deserved for many years because they've been doing it to us. Just a lot of people haven't recognized it. But, you know, for the radio stations out there, they're going to be actually able to bring up advertising and make money off of the show just simply by it them airing it. So this thing is ready to explode. The timing is absolutely perfect on this deal. And I want to remind people that we do have the archives up for cash flow. That's on republicbroadcasting.org. And any show that we do, listen to it, email your friends about it, because this is an educational deal, folks. We are educating the public out there, and I can't think of a bigger untapped market on a subject matter, James, than what we discuss every single day.
I want to let everybody know, too, that you're going to get the uncensored truth based on all my experience having gone through this and seeing people go through courts, deal with banks, deal with lawyers, deal with collection agencies, deal with harassing phone calls, deal with divorces, deal with going homeless, deal with all that stuff. And I've dealt with all walks of life having to do with this, and this belongs to everybody. Everybody.
It does, and it truly does, and it doesn't matter. And folks, think about this. An issue that affects every strata, every human being in this country, and I don't care what your income level is, I don't care what your station in life, I don't care if you're a person waiting for that welfare check on Friday and you can't go to the bank to cash it because the banks are telling you that, well, you need an account with us and you need a minimum of deposit of $300 or whatever it is. And these people are going to these, and I see them all over the place, the payday or the cash check cashing places.
Check cashing service, right.
That charges you so much in interest that, I mean, you might walk in there with a welfare check or an unemployment check or whatever it is, but the percentage of what they're taking off of you is absolutely astounding. I mean, go ahead. I knew you were.
No, I was about to say that I've been through tough times before, where I've had to do that in my life, and when you get to a certain point, when you're at that point, whether you can't meet your bills and things, the noose is tightening, it's really hard to get back into the system where you got to do this and abide by this, and you can't get a go rent over here because your credit report is smashed, and you can't get a loan for this, and you can't.
Right.
So you end up in this kind of trap scenario, and you end up going to places like that.
Well, and what Schlechter said is what you and I discussed on this program. The absolute unmitigated guilt and embarrassment from people because they think they're the ones that have failed.
Right. And I'll anybody that I talk to on the phone that's come from this show, you don't have to apologize about what happened to you. I'll hear it, but you don't need to apologize to me. I am not in any fashion or any way judging you on how you came to me and found this show and what your alleged debt is or whatever it is. So that can stop, and forgive yourself for that part. When you're talking to me, I'm on your side. Just remember that.
Well, and I've said this before many different times. You know, you can ask God for forgiveness, but you know what you also need to do, folks, is forgive yourself. We all make mistakes in our lives. James, I think you've made mistakes in your lives.
Plenty. The reason why I'm saying that is because both of these movies reference people killing themselves over this.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying this to everybody out there, because when it's at that point, it tells me that if two people or three or whatever the amount is, that means that probably millions have thought about it.
And what is the one thing that the commonality, the common thread through all of these people, and it's the absence of hope. They find themselves in a position, they're a graduate of our school of Our Lady of Perpetual Guilt, okay, that somehow that this was their fault.
Right.
Well, absolve yourself of that guilt, folks. Stand up on your two feet, square your shoulders, get busy, and give us a call here. By the way, here's your new toll-free number. A lot of stuff has happened today. The new toll-free number for James Martinez is 877-331-0626. I'll say that again, 877-331-0626. Dump the guilt, folks, and dump the debt. give that guy a call. We'll be right back. Cash Flow, right after this.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
All right, we are back again. To contact James, folks, dump the guilt, as I said before the break, dump the guilt and the debt. Give James a call, the new number, toll-free. By the way, we've got the phone for you programmed, Mr. Martinez, and we'll be sending that out to you.
Great, great, thanks.
877-331-0626. By the way, there's a lot of stuff that we can do with that phone that's tied into our system here.
Great.
I think the phone system is worth more than all the other equipment in the network. Yeah, and it's weird because every time something goes kaflooey with it, you know, we know how to program and debug, and but if something drastically goes wrong with it, we got a backup unit. But, I mean, these guys collect $200 an hour. And that, wow. That'll give you an idea of the expense of the phone system. It's like a Mercedes. You know, if you want cheap car repair, don't buy a Mercedes or a Jaguar. These people, they salivate, and you can hear the cash register drawer
exactly
dinging when they see you coming. But, no,
right.
I mean, it's extremely expensive for these people to come out and even service it. I think they charge you $50 just for picking up the phone. I don't know. When we get back out of the bottom of the hour break, James, I want to play that short clip from Lorraine Bracco. She is the actor. I'm sorry. I almost said actress. That's not politically correct. They're all actors now.
Right.
But she plays a lawyer on what series?
She was on The Sopranos.
Sopranos, but she didn't play a lawyer. What she played was the psychiatrist, wasn't she?
I believe so.
I think she was. But at any rate, what happened to this woman? She went through a divorce, and she had to pay lawyers for child custody and all this other stuff. Well, that was part of her problem. The other problem was, guess what? Credit card debt. And we're going to get her on the program in the future. And there's a lot of Hollywood people, folks, that, you know what? And what is it? What is the thing that I said to you, James? I think I mentioned this on a previous program. That, you know, I had asked you the question, how many people in Hollywood are worth your time or you'd want to have a conversation with or be friends with? And you eliminated right off the top about 95% of them.
Right. And, however,
yeah,
this issue deals with them exclusively. So my thoughts are, I'm not excluding anybody having to do with this particular issue, because it's my personal opinion that if Hollywood, when Hollywood, not if, but when Hollywood gets involved with this issue on a bigger level, then it's going to be an ongoing major news story consistently.
Well, it's going to be interesting because, you know, if you think about the dynamics of this, Hollywood taking on subject matter to do with banks and credit card companies, ooh,
right.
Isn't that biting the proverbial hand that feeds you?
Absolutely, yeah. Because the whole thing is based upon the alleged loan of an individual that would be starring in your picture, which means that includes distribution issues with other countries, money that's going to come in, box office, all those things, and investors being paid off, because getting a film invested in L.A. is done a multitude of ways. It's not just all studio financed, because a lot of people put it on credit cards.
Yep.
A director friend of mine came here, got into the business, showed up at his own premiere, and he was stone broke. And he actually got out of the business 2 years later because a lot of it was on credit card debt. And it's not an easy industry. It's very, very, very competitive, but it does have some benefits to it. I don't want to by any means put any of that entirely down, because there are hopefuls out there. And it's my contention that when things are worse, sometimes people are best.
Yeah,
can bring out the best out of people.
Well, and you know, I think overall, I think what the good patriotic Americans out there have been wanting is the people that are still locked up in that matrix, that are squeezing the bars of their cage so hard right now that their knuckles are turning white, that they want to get out of that matrix. They've seen the fallacy of it, and they want to get back to some real life and real living without undue pressures that have been brought upon us in unimaginable ways, folks. I mean, it touches every aspect of our lives.
It's inhumane when a country and its own government enslaves its children as soon as they get out of high school and if they're going to college, by letting the banks come and assault them while they're learning, while they're in pursuit of their dreams, while they're doing, starting their lives, essentially, and having banks come in and issue credit cards to people that aren't ready to even deal for that. They don't even know what they're doing with their life. Why in the world would you issue credit cards to people that have no idea where they're going next, what they're going to do? In some cases, they're on loans already. If they're on loans already, which most people can't even afford a college education anyway, why would you issue credit cards to students that aren't going to have a chance to pay it off? You know why, and I'm talking to you, the banks. And I'm talking also to the universities, too, that allow this. Are you guys hurting for money that much? You've got to let these guys invade your campus,
oh, yeah.
Invade the one sacred thing in the United States, education.
These higher learnings, these higher learning institutions, I was watching today, they're well vested in the stock market as well. I mean, they've got their own portfolios. I think Harvard has about $24 billion in theirs. So it's the proverbial, I'll scratch your back, you scratch my back. Unfortunately, the chattel slaves, the sweaty little ponies that they're hooking these financial wagons up to, are your kids, folks, that you desperately want to give an even break at the start of their lives. You may be in the mid part or toward the end of your life, But what about these children who become young adults in training that are going out in the world? We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody. Because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Well, what happened was for me is I declared a Chapter 11, so therefore I sold off properties that I owned half of, and with that money did I use to pay back my creditors. The second chance was is that it allowed for 1 year everything to stay until I was able to maneuver everything to work in my favor. I needed them to wait for me so I could sell properties and put that money into the bankruptcy. You know, bankruptcy is very expensive. The attorney fees are a fortune. It's not an easy decision to make. I mean, there are a lot of things that go with it.
What about stigma and shame?
Yes, there is that.
Tell me about that. I mean,
it's very embarrassing. I was very embarrassed that I had worked so hard to achieve what I did, and then because of the custody battle, I owed so much money to the attorneys. There were many times I believed I would never get out of the hole. That's for sure.
Congress has passed this reform bill, which makes it much harder for people to get bankruptcies today. And the reason they did it is they said they did it because people are scamming the system, and therefore they have to make it almost impossible for people to be able to avail themselves of bankruptcy.
I'm sure, unfortunately, there are people who do that. The problem is there are millions of people who go through divorce, sickness, custody battles. I mean, a litany of things that don't justify that. So it's really an unfortunate situation that you have, you know, the couple of bad apples that ruin an entire system that's made to help people just like me. We live in a society that we think every actress or movie star or every rich person has no problems. And we're just like everybody else. The second chance comes when the judge turns around and says, Miss Bracco, you have used this system in the right way. Congratulations. I hope for you a brighter future for you and your children.
Brighter future for you and your children. That was Lorraine Bracco.
You see, that was what the judge was saying to her?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, I think about that when they show in the movie George, our president there, and then the guys behind him that are all, like, smiling and salivating mouth as they signs the bill. They're all sitting there like, God, I guess I'm going to get my vacation house in Tahiti. I'm going to get this. I'm going to get that. And all these guys sitting behind there, I would love to be have all the TV cameras, CNN, everybody, and talk to those guys about how they feel about what they've done.
Well, and
participated in.
And the two people that were really pushing this, Chuck Grassley, was one of them, and Orrin, our friend Orrin Hatch, was another.
Right.
You know, it was strange.
Thanks, Orrin.
What's that?
I said thanks, Orrin.
Yeah, right. I'm thinking, you know, Orrin Hatch, he lives up in the D.C. area. Well, that's one of his homes, and we were programming. There was actually a radio station up there that picked up programming and ran 24/7 with what was really going on in America. And a few doors down from Orrin Hatch, the guy that owned the radio, he owned several radio stations, but a couple doors down, he gets a knock on his front door. There's Orrin Hatch standing there, Senator Hatch. And he says to the guy, he says, do you know what's playing on your radio station? And he goes, well, yeah, it's just some conservative programming. Why? He said, you better listen to it again. And we were nailing Orrin Hatch on his booby hatch prizes that he's hatched on the people of this country through the Senate. But those were the two cheerleaders, Orrin Hatch and Chuck Grassley.
And
I mean, folks, you know, supposedly this was to, and here was another reform act. Anytime that you hear the government say anything about reform, you better duck. Look up about 25 degrees and look to your left and right and behind you simultaneously, because there's something coming at you that you ain't going to like.
Right.
And supposedly under the guise, and it was the same thing that they did with the banking back in 1913. Well, we had all these banking crises, so therefore we've got to consolidate. And, well, we'll just turn it over from independent hands, American people running institutions. We've got to get it out of their hands. And we got to put it into private investor hands that, well, they just don't necessarily live here. And, well, they don't feel about the American people the way you out there would feel about your fellow brothers in America. You know, so anytime that they mentioned reform, that was like the immigration reform. Remember, they were going to reform it. Well, how they were going to reform it? They were going to legalize all the millions. And they kept lying to the American people, saying, well, you know, there's approximately 12 million illegals in this country. Yeah, maybe in the first couple of years when they start flowing over the border. But the actual numbers to the illegals in this country, 36 to 42 million and climbing. And I discovered another part of that puzzle, James, is that I don't know how many people out there understand about becoming a 14th Amendment citizen. And that being that you are really locked in the matrix then. And part of the deal was, we need to legalize these people that are here, but we can also use their production and estimate what they're going to produce during their life, what they're going to buy, what they're going to pay in taxes and everything else. And we can
mathematically calculate the cattle.
There you go. And we can pledge that. And we can keep doing business because, look, we just added a whole bunch of more rats, I'm sorry, people, to our basement dwellings here. They're going to keep chugging and churning and being taxed to death to keep this fiasco running.
And let's not forget, they can do it to their pets, too.
Yeah.
as you saw in the movie, for everybody that rents it or however they get to view it, there's an interesting part there about the issuing of credit cards to dead animals.
Yeah. I mean,
so that tells you what they're thinking and how organized they are, and it's just a blanket of come and get some.
Well, and James, I mean, it's no secret. Most of these people that are in the District of Criminals up there are lawyers. You know, no big surprise. There was a time in this country that, believe it or not, you could not be a lawyer or an attorney. You could not be a barrister, call yourself whatever, you know, you put below your shingle with your license to practice. There was a time in this country you couldn't be a lawyer and hold a public office, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
How that has changed as well. So we got a bunch of people crafting a nice little nest for themselves, and we are the people that are put in the dire straits because of the actions that this government has taken and who they've climbed in bed with. And folks, it is, here's the deal. Here's the good news. You ready for some good news? The good news is this doesn't have to continue. We
right.
are the people that are out there. We are in that marketplace. Now, it's no wonder that they keep referring to us as being taxpayers, okay? But when they want to get a little closer and a little fuzzier, they use American people. That's another one of their favorite little taglines. You know, we're not individuals. There's 300 million of us in this country, and we all have a story to tell. We all have our own stories, and that'll keep turning over. As I said before, folks, I got a news flash for you. For those people that are into population reduction, and we know who they are, but, you know, to have a sustainable Earth, that we've got to do away with about 70% of the Earth population to make it sustainable, that tells you right then and there that where are you on that list? Do you think you're going to be one of those 30%? They're going to be spared.
Right.
But the deal is, folks, listen to the verbiage and how they refer to you. And you are just you're a ledger entry. You're a consumer. You're a taxpayer. You're somebody that is in that money matrix that's going to keep churning it out and making them rich.
Yeah, and speaking of which, on their attitude on how they treat consumers, what I'm going to do in shortly here, whether probably next week, is I'm going to read to you some of the kind of letters that they send to people, and they're well-crafted, brilliantly written letters, all designed for pure intimidation and absolute fear, including the phrases, including the way it's printed, including the fonts, letters, and everything on the letter, all designed to trigger in you obedience and fear. And I'm going to strip all of that to pieces as well in the next week or so, because I do have letters saved from all of the banks which they've sent out to people that question them.
And,
doesn't even have – just question them. That's all I'm saying for the moment, is questioning them. That's, and we're going to get into that eventually as well for everybody.
And you know what? This is a disease that can be, it's a welcome disease. It can infect everybody. And that's once again to have hope for the future. And this is what's being systematically stripped away. People are really hesitant about verbalizing that, about saying that, well, you know, I don't think things are going as well as they are, and I don't think they're going to get much better. As a matter of fact, I think they're going to get worse. Okay.
Yeah, so let's switch on the TV.
Yeah, let me go for my tranquilizers, you know, let me go for my sleep aids here. Let me go for, you know, my six-pack of beer or my entertainment or my football or baseball game, anything.
Or ping pong ball or big top
it
peewee
doesn't
or whatever
matter.
It is.
Take me out of the hell that I'm in right now because I need a diversion. I need distraction. No, what you need is to stand up, feel proud about being an American again, and take this back from whomever, give it a name, whomever has been trying to steal your...
All colleges, all universities, and I said all. I don't care if it's community college, Ivy League, whatever, it's technical, all of them, the professors, if it's a learning institution, this information should be part of the learning institution so the people understand really what the credit card game bank is doing to you and to your future.
Absolutely. I mean, it is so, folks, it is so well entrenched in our psyches that to strip this off, you're going to have to play chameleon. You are literally going to have to jump off of that paradigm that you've been locked into and you've been trained into. And this is not radical. This is not something supernatural. This is something that used to be, and what the ingredients here, the mixture that was made up that made this country, that's what we're talking about returning to, that self-reliance, that strength of the family unit, the strength of the individual, the ability to do what you want to do without governmental interference, without being tagged by the robber barons out there that are just every which way taxing and burning and slashing and charging interest and just making your life a living hell. I got news for you. This is my life. This is my life, and you hold no dominion. You have no say-so over my life. My life is mine. The directions that I take within this short span, and I'm dancing on this little dirt ball in a universe without end, belongs to me, nobody else, to me.
That's right. That's right.
And that's what people have forgotten.
Everybody that's got parents and children, however, or if you're listening to this and you have friends that you know that are dealing with this issue, let them know. Let them know this website. Let them know the name of the show. Let them know all of it, because it's really going to come down to the public. And what are you going to do? Because the way I see it, I talk to people on the phone. I got a call yesterday, and the guy's like $35,000 in credit card debt, and he's saying, "Well, I've got a school loan, and I'd like to settle that one." I said, "Well, not your credit cards. You want to leave the credit cards, but you want to settle." And then after about 20 minutes of dismantling and doing kind of a full frontal lobotomy there, I got him to understand that, look, it's not okay that you're 25 in the hole at your age. You should be out partying and having a great time and pursuing your dreams and doing everything, but I know you're not. It's because you got like 25 to 30, and that's not good at your age. The guy was like 27. Like, you're 27. That's not normal. That is not okay. And he finally got it.
Yeah, and but see, that's that paradigm that has to be broken through, because this is how they've been indoctrinated and trained over all of these years. That,
right.
You know, you can be responsible with that. It's like telling an ex-junkie, well, you can do heroin again, but you got to be prudent about it. Don't get hooked again. You know, you've cleaned yourself up. You've gone through rehab. But, you know, you can still enjoy yourself a little bit. But, you know, you just got to take it easy with that poison. You know, I mean, it's the same thing. Hey, let's go to the phones. Don from Ohio. Hello, Don.
How's it going?
Hey, Don.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up something about Orrin Hatch. A few years ago, this is what kind of a creep this guy is. Him and Congresswoman, I don't know if she's still a congresswoman or not, but Patricia Schroeder, they tried to pass a law together that would have made all, you know, any patent that people apply for and stuff like that, make it so it's available to anybody in the world without it ever being considered for a patent and stuff like that yet.
You're talking along the lines of the intellectual property and who owns what.
Yeah, they wanted to basically give, you know, every invention, you know, that we have in this country basically to any other country that wanted to just go ahead and just copy our plans and put it into production, you know?
Yeah. It's the thievery has been going on for a long time. And of course, the thoughts behind that was because we were moving into a global economy. And the United States, we've been so selfish. We'd had it so good for so many years.
Yeah, that's been part of the problem.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, and you know, there is nothing wrong with nationalism. There is nothing wrong with self-determination. And there's nothing wrong with intellectual property and those that can create keeping it because it belongs to them. That was part of the beauty. You know, it wasn't just freedom that this country offered before, financial freedom, personal liberty, freedom. It was the idea that the government couldn't trash what you were doing. They couldn't take it over. They couldn't tax you into oblivion. They couldn't be irresponsible themselves, and then everybody dumped this problem in our laps like we caused it. I have no guilt about that because I didn't do it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks, Don. I appreciate your call. Yeah. I mean, folks, like I said, it's your life. It belongs to you. You chart your path. You make your decisions. Don't let other people make the decisions and then offer you something. And I go back to the Hegelian dialectic, James, thesis, antithesis, or antithesis, synthesis, that, well, they create the problem, and then it's demonstrated 99 different ways from Sunday what the problem is, and then they'll come up with a solution to the problem that they created in the first place.
Right.
And we're starting to see, I believe this or not, James, I couldn't believe it myself. I'm sitting there, I'm watching CNBC this morning, I'm watching Bloomberg. Guest after guest they had up, the question from the talking head, the front dummy for Wall Street, kept asking the question, are we in a recession? Everybody said no. Nope, 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 we're not in a recession. I got news for you folks, we've been in a recession since February of 2006. And they're up there telling you, well, the stock market's up, that's a true indicator of how well the economy's
going. Just give me my check, I'll say what I need to say.
There you go. I'm a paid whore, but don't I look good? We'll be right back right after this.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Perkylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perkylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We are back. James, your new phone number is 877-331-0626.
Right on.
And your email is getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. You may want to change that in the future, shorten it up a little bit.
But, yeah, may want to do that.
Yeah, but at any rate, folks, the programs are being archived. And send this to your friends. You know, don't be shy about this. Send this to your friends, your family members, your mom and dad that live back on the East Coast.
More people that know, the safer you're going to be.
It is truly a numbers game.
The fact.
Yeah.
The more people know, the safer it is, because if everybody can talk about it and everybody bands together and there's enough pressure at some point, that's what we're looking for.
Absolutely. And it's always been about the numbers, folks, and I don't care what we're trying to do in this country. Even Ron Paul's people are jumping on this, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep, because this has to do with your freedoms, your inherent freedoms. Some people aren't even aware and they don't even feel what's going on, but they can feel what's going on when they go to the gas station and they swipe it on their credit card. Then they can feel it. Then these things start to trickle through to their consciousness and they go, wait a minute, I'm not making it anymore. I'm not making the money. I'm not handling my bills. I'm check to check. I'm barely making it. And if something goes wrong now, like I lose my job, I get sick, I end up in the hospital, I have to do something, if some big expenditure, you're not going to have the cash to do it, and you can put it on your card, and then you're done. You're done.
And it happens
all the time.
And what do they tell you, and your politicians? I caught Bush saying it a couple of times. When, you know, there's some national things that really rock the psyche of this country, I've caught them many times. Well, just go out and shop. Go out and buy something. They did that after 9/11.
Consume, right. Consume. That's right. They did do that.
They did it
go
after
on a spree, shopping spree.
That's right. It'll make you feel better after 9/11. You know, demonstrate
travel
that everything's okay.
Travel a little bit, too.
Yeah. Go out to the
get
mall.
Get on the airlines. We have beautiful places in the country to go check out, but make sure you put it on their card, though.
Yeah.
And get those extra miles
and that
extra interest.
Yeah, and that, folks, joined at the hip with our government is this international banking cabal that has strangled this country. Folks, $100 trillion in debt. We can't even pay the interest on that. That's why the government has to try to sell paper to the rest of the planet in the neighborhood. And this is going to escalate from $2 to $3 billion a day. That's what our government has to borrow to keep things functioning. I mean,
that's just so crazy.
The party's over. I mean, the party is over. And I cannot wait. And on a political front on this. And I don't go into politics that much on this deal because we all know what politics is. That's the art of trying to skirt the Constitution to get whatever agenda or whatever you want to see come to pass. We'll just ignore that over there. But, folks, I mean, there is a reason why this country grew so fast and as large as it did. There was a reason why we're the richest, freest nation on the face of this earth. And there is absolutely no reason under the sun that we cannot be there again. But it's going to take the education of the people out there to understand exactly what they're dealing with. You can't make changes unless you've been given the full table, the full buffet of information. That's the bottom line.
Absolutely. So make sure everybody, if you get a chance to tune into the other show, you're going to be listening to a guy that not only directed a movie, but went on the record and said, look, I've even got problems. So when you've got a director who puts up his money, does this type of movie, then you know he's telling you he's being right on.
I will see you back here in 2 hours in the National Intel Report with Danny Schlechter in Debt We Trust is the movie. And that number for James, 877-331-0626, his email, getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. I will see you in a couple hours, my friend.
All right. Bye-bye.
It's true.